Hey everybody, good morning. Well, for me, it's currently good morning because it's 7:41 a.m. Standard Mountain Time here, where I am currently recording in my bedroom. I hope you all are, whatever time it may be, that you all are having a great day, morning, or evening. And I really hope that this episode can bring positivity and maybe inspire you all to do something amazing. Now, today what I want to talk about is knitting. Did you all know about this humbling, socializing, and therapeutic art? I know, honey, it sounds so old and like not cool, but let me tell you all about it. It really is wholesome and holistic in targeting and treating all types of things and symptoms from this craft, which can be for you. Now, granted, as mentioned in all my episodes, a little disclaimer, I am not a psychologist, I am not a master knitter, I am not any therapeutic practitioner, I do not hold a medical license or any of that jazz. I'm just here to comment on what's the tea today and all that good stuff. But first, now that that is taken care of, I really hope that this episode does inspire you. All right, on with it. All right, first, with all the loom, doom, and gloom that has been ever present, unfortunately, at the start of 2021, I want to take, again, a second to thank you all for listening to me. And since I haven't uploaded in a bit, you're in for a treat. I'm going to upload this podcast today, one in English, talking about today's topic, which is knitting, and how we can knit back together, burn bridges, and so much more. The second podcast would be in Spanish, taking a bit of a personal note, opening up about my experience of here on the border and my identity crisis that I have at times, but that I have analyzed and even used for my own pursuit in education. Now, on with knitting. There's just something about it that allures me to it. I really want to knit, like with needles, which can be broken up into two main categories, which is actual knitting and crocheting. Knitting uses two large needles of which forms loops, then moving a set of loops from one needle to another, which is held in place by the other needle. Crocheting uses a single hook to hook the loops directly on the needle, and from there you feed the yarn into it. Now, I actually do not do any of that. Well, of course, I'm the rebel. What I actually do is weaving. I use a loom that I wrap my yarn in loops around the pokes of the loom. I bring down then those loops, and then I add another set of loops on top and bring the bottoms to the tops and then start the whole process all over again. I know, OMG, I hope I did not lose you at all. I'm so sorry. But it's important to at least have the different sets clarified. Because you could be knitting when really you're crocheting. Anywho, why would anyone want to start this? Really, getting into this craft? But let me tell you, it's truly only you that can decide that, my dear listener, as ultimately I am just sharing what I have done or what has been done with me and others. There's an amazing, wholesome article that I love by Ala Al-Azhar. I really hope I'm saying his name correctly, from CNN. It was a man who started a knitting group to help others like himself recover from drug addiction. And you know what they did with their products? They donated them. Honey, if that is not so wholesome and giving you warm feelings like an Angora sweater, I don't know what is. This was in British Columbia, Canada, and our protagonist of this article is Nelson Mendonca, and was able to break his 20-year cycle of drug addiction. Going a step further from this brilliant flame to inspire others to do the same in a way, helping many drug addicts become sober, finding community, and ultimately making these tugs or hats for marginalized groups in need. This could be from single mothers needing a gift for their children to the homeless. And even after this pandemic subsides, they have them ready for preemie babies. It warms my heart, honestly, and I hope that this uplifts you too. And basically, you know, this shows the holistic powers of the yarn, per se, of which really can do some good if you so choose to. I'm not saying you have to make thousands and thousands of scarves or blankets or anything, but using it in a therapeutic sense, you can, if you so choose to, donate your product to shelters in need, or even sell it if you might need a bug. As you know, it is handmade, they'll be supporting local, i.e. you, and bada bop. It's almost an amazing win-win. Now, it warms my heart, and I really hope that it uplifts yours too. We're going to take just a small, quick break, and then I'll connect this how the queer community can benefit from knitting. Now, a New York Times article covered this by Britta Logting, in which showcases in interviews how these gay men in New York are finding alternative ways to socialize, which happens to be a knitting circle. Because of the pandemic, unfortunately, the bar scene has obviously been eviscerated. But not just that. Unfortunately, in many ways, a bar or a club is not the best scene to, you know, get to know a person. As one person was interviewed, Michael Richmond, you also do need to blow money on shots or alcohol or to really, per se, try to impress. As another gay man interviewed, Eric Hitz, said, "We've, quote, reached a tipping point. You get dolled up and spend money, and New York City is costly. And from $100 to spend compared to 10 at Michael's and a bottle of wine, you know," end quote, "it sounds amazing." This, my fellow listeners, is why I feel the need that this is not only great for us in a sense to socialize, we can take it one step further even when the pandemic rates have subsided, and I'll explain that in a bit. But, you know, if you see on your local Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media that you may use, that there's a knitting circle nearby, check it out. Why not? You have nothing to lose and only everything to gain. Like we said, it's even helped come addiction. Who knows how therapeutic it can be for you? Now again, I am not a psychologist. I am just, you know, suggesting this. Now, to further go from that, what do I mean we can take it one step further? Well, we can knit with our elders, with others. We can literally create bridges stronger than iron because it's made out of love. This is sounding crazy considering that, like, oh my God, we're in the middle of a pandemic and, you know, it's a lot. It's a tall order to call for two needles and some string, in essence, to be able to heal. But really, if you think about it, in my last video concerning why gay men can't donate blood is because, you know, we're at an intersection, we're at a point of intersectionality in society concerning people, health, well-being, and it's still stereotyped. It's still stereotyped that we as gay men, compared to our heterosexual and homosexual counterparts, our brothers and sisters, that, you know, we are still stigmatized by that stereotype. But knitting can literally create a bridge stronger than that, because it's one of those things where you instill something completely different. You dispel the old notion that we're just sex-crazed maniacs, I guess. I really don't know. But that we are deserving to being of human, or of equal standards, that of which are humane, obviously, and that we deserve this equality and even equity. Now, it can be done. I don't know when, why, or how, but I know it can be done because I've seen it happen where, you know, we dispel the notions of people just by interacting with them humanely and socially. And knitting creates literally the perfect neutral space. We're just all here to have a nice gaggle and giggle and maybe weave together some things for our local homeless shelter or our women's shelter or whatever the case may be. But really, in essence, that can really help unite us. And not only unite us, but by taking a step further, it can send waves of positivity and waves of good influence to others, knowing that we are here, we are queer, we are deserving of our humanity, and we want to share that with you. And we can through knitting. Now, if you want to knit on a Zoom call, you can also do that. If you knit in person, please follow CDC guidelines and be safe out there. Create a little bubble network of knitting. The select few people that you trust that are very close friends and family members who are also close in proximity to you and that you know are COVID negative. Create that and try it out. I'm not saying it's the solution to all of our problems, but I really hope this has given you all food for thought to think about. And I'll be posting some of my own projects that I have completed from knitting on my Twitter, which I actually changed my handle because I got so annoyed with it. It's the same as my Instagram, which I'll probably post on there too, which is SlayJames2020. Because we slayed 2020 and we're here in the present of 2021. So I really hope you all have an amazing, wonderful day. Thank you. And I really hope that this maybe put a smile on your face.